When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
Discover what BetterHelp Online Therapy can do for you. Visit BetterHelp.com today.
Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sony Q&A, also once again recording on Friday and brought for you from the delights of another DLC. Today, Swan Valley Morrisons. Been here before, for quite a while, and I think I'm going to be here today, for quite a while. Fortunately, it's like nearly 11 o'clock and my next job is booked to come out of Letchworth at 3:30. So I should be alright for that one. I was going to try and squeeze one in between. That was before I realised I was going to Morrison's. I have rung them and said, you know, you can be waiting time. It's got to answer phone. Makes a change, doesn't it? Yeah, so, bit of a week this week. I've got problems with the accelerator pedal again, losing power. I had John, the DAF mechanic, out on it on Saturday. He went, it's a wheel speed sensor. And I went, no, I've changed the wheel speed sensor. Which one? The near side. He went, yeah, so I changed it. He said, yeah, but if you fit an aftermarket one, aftermarket ones are no good. Oh, we're moving. Admittedly, I'm moving now, but I won't be moving for long. Well, you never know. Maybe we could be here. Maybe, at least I'm at the front. That's cool, isn't it? I'll show you in a minute. I haven't fitted an aftermarket one. I got it from DAFs. Got it from HTC. And he went, yeah, no, HTC don't just do DAF parts. They also do, like, TRP parts. I didn't know this. I just assumed if I bought it from, like, HTC, it was DAF. So then I went and got another one. We fitted that. And then yesterday it was playing silly buggers again. And I'm like, oh, God. It's because, you know, you're frightened. What could it be? So we got John, the lorry mechanic, out again. And he turned around and he went, no faults with the ABS, no faults with the wheel speed sensor. He said, they're saying there's something in the wiring. I went, okay. So he's gone underneath and he said, I found some water in the loom. Now, you don't want water in your loom. So he said, I've cut it and I've drained it and hopefully that will be it. And so now I'm... That reminds me. Why am I doing this by break? Is this break? I suppose so. It's a hobby, isn't it? Yeah, so he's been, but and then today she's been fine. She's been like, oh, fingers crossed. Come on, Charlie, look after me here. Yeah, she seems to be all right. So fingers crossed we found it. But it's the computer truck, isn't it? It's not like before. There was a guy in the comments, we'll come at the end. But anyhow, so that's my week. But what about yours? So today's intro, which is now at 2:44, Tiffy Oso Cornwall. He says, hi Pete, thank you for reading my question of the week out last Sunday Q&A, but you did not give me an answer. You just read the question out. No, because if it's question of the week, you get your own video, Tiff. You know, so I have. I mean, admittedly, I was going to put it out next week, but because you commented, I thought, well, I'll stick it out a bit early. So there you go. There's your answer to Cornwall and small vans, which we will coming down to after last week's mistakes. Wine Chateau says, well done, mate. Such a comprehensive answer with great knowledge. Well, there's clearly a mistake there, isn't it? Because I haven't got a clue what I'm doing. I really don't know. It really is better. It's basically sellotape and better luck than judgment, to be honest with you. But there you go. And question of the week this week, because I've stuck them together, is what a shorts off now says, what app are you using? We're on the courier exchange, but then it occurred to me that there probably hasn't been a video out there for a little while about what is the courier exchange and is it worth joining and all that kind of stuff. The one that you do from time to time, which guarantees to get you lots and lots of views because people love that kind of stuff. But I think it's about time I redone it again. So shorts off now, I'll do a video when I get, but there is a list of people I've got to cover first. So don't hold your breath. So this week was on the picking up out of Cornwall. And the small van, the small job in a truck. We did this small job in a truck. So, Hong Kong Fui says, the bulk of CX small van stuff goes at 65p, fleet app abuse. It was going at 65p when I joined. Admittedly, lorry prices were going up what they're going at when I joined, but lorry prices are considerably more than small, like 65p. It's not a lot, is it? You know, I mean, I know some of these vans run really, really cheap and you can get a long distance and all that, but you tell me, I think, in fairness, there should be a minimum price on what vehicle you're using. You know, the same for a small van, a short wheelbase, a medium wheelbase, even possibly, you know, and then after a long wheelbase, maybe stick it up a bit. But that just seems, that seems like a travesty to me. Mick Y8B says, you've got to, now I like this, you've got to be willing to pick up the phone and call local shippers when heading down. Sometimes patience is the key. And he said, how do you go about finding them, someone said. And he said, well, when you're down that way, look out for them or Google. I've never done it. And it does make me think. But then in my experience, every time I've ever rung someone and gone, have you got any work? They would go, what if we had some, we'd put it on the exchange. Well, no, they're normally, no, I'm sorry, we haven't got anything at the moment. We know you're in the area, but I'll give you a call if something comes in, which they then never do. But it might be worth it. I don't know. Mickey says, he said, I do it every day. Most of the time it works out. Occasionally I don't. You just have to be a bit extra careful. Driving for 40 years, and though I'm class one, I rarely drive them now. We did a video on that, on going down from a class one to a small van and the advantages of it. Sean says, oh, you said, how did you find it? You should think, yeah, that's right. We've done it. Derek O'Brien, he says, I have two maxi movers. One is 17 feet long. A few people have said you make as much with a maxi mover as big trucks, have very high running costs. I do house moves for, so I move 100 miles for 1,100 quid. Cost a decent helper, net £900. You're doing well with that. Firstly, a maxi mover. Is that a big van? If it's a big van, if it's a big Luton, you're charging £1,100 with two men for 100 miles. That's dear for removal. I would say normally when we were doing it, it was like three men and a van, you'd be looking at 350 out of 500 maybe for that kind of stuff. You'd get, with a van, I was trying to clear 250 a day. So paid the two boys 80 quid each, that's 160. And if you could get 350, you could walk away with like a tour. You know, it doesn't sort of, to make, maybe you charge four, I can't remember, or you do it with two people. My mate Martin's the expert in this, but, and also, you know, what kind of van, what are we talking, two bedroom, three bedroom houses? Been a while since I've done it, I'll be honest with you, like, I can say most of it is all kind of, make up as you go along, but, yeah, that's, I don't know if you'd get that kind of money on removal. I paid £1,100 before when I've moved house, and I've had a lorry and a Luton van turn up and five guys. So if you're quoting £1,100 for like a maxi mover and two guys, and you're getting it, well done you, brilliant. And finally, Wayne Rawlins says, drive an aeroplane. That's right, Wayne, drive an aeroplane. You go down to where the aeroplanes all gather, you go to the aeroplane station, you get into an aeroplane and you drive it to your destination. That's, none of that is wrong. Which leads us to the wise guys.
Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door. Individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
London, my mate Nick at London Creative. Right, there's this thing going on. Right, so it's the question. Orange flashing light on a station is on a slow or stationary vehicle. The question is, what vehicle, he says, which vehicle has an orange flashing light and a white flashing light and blue outriders, or blue flashing lights for outriders? And I spoke to my mate Nick about this, and we're a bit perplexed. Now, the thing is, I think you're kind of both right, because Nick was basing his question on a question he had when he did his bike test, which was a little while ago. And he said the answer was nuclear waste. If you're transporting nuclear waste, there's a white flashing light. I said to Nick about that, and he goes, yeah, I think you'll find that nuclear waste is now all transported by train. So, and the idea is, I can't work out how you have a white flashing light, because you're not allowed to have white lights going backwards in the same way as you're not allowed to have red lights going forwards, because it might make it look like you, if white lights going backwards, it might look like the vehicle's going that way, and it's not, it's going that way. So you have to have it that way around. So we're not sure about that. Well, I think that was a question from back in the day. And finally, on a wise guy, so this is one for you guys out there. Leechy has a question. Lee, my mate Lee, says, do you need a license or a special permit to transport animals? And I don't know, but I'm sure someone out there does. So if we can fill him in next week, that may become a video of his own. Who knows? Fantastico. What's not to like? So this brings us to miscellaneous. Blacksmith Bet says, it says, one of my older mates is a courier. When I first met him in 2005, he was making a fantastic living working for himself. Times are very different now. Then you realise about like, American UPS drivers earning $140,000 a year after 5 years service in some of your states, and you realise how far we are behind. The problem is it's supply and demand. And it's not, you mean, you can't be clueless, but it's not a high skill job. You don't have to study for 5 years to do it. So the supply is always quite there. It's quite a nice job. If you open roads, you can drive your own vehicle, you get to listen to radio, don't have to grief off other people. So there's normally people who want to do it, but is it enough? Who knows? Who knows? We'll find out one day. And Kamikaze says, because he does the tips at Lidl with self-tip, because you have to self-tip at the Lidl's. He says, I do RDCs and I don't mind using the electric pump truck when they work. Yeah, that's true. I've tried turning the key and nothing happens, mate. You sure you got the right key? Oh, no, that one's flat. Great, okay, it's actually sitting on the ramp that I've got to raise to get, you can still put them in fairness, like, you know, so he says he makes a change too from usually being loaded and unloaded by someone else. The joy is you'll get unloaded quickly because you're back onto a bay, you go in there, you pick it up, you're off in 5 minutes, then you have to wait around for an hour while they check the goods. And also, always remember, guys, if you're tipping in a truck, make sure that you've got it on hammers because it's other work, because the DVLA stroke, SA, I can remember which one it is, do have a tendency sometimes to hang around outside these distribution centres, and they'll pull you over, and if you've got it on bed while you're tipping, they'll go, are you on bed? And they went, oh, well, I was just sitting in the bay waiting to get tipped, mate. And I go, no, not there, you ain't. You tip yourself. That's hammers. They'll have you for that. Yeah, so, no, of course, anybody would, because we're all upstanding members of the community. And so, in conclusion this week, on a slightly short one, I'm doing it slightly different now, because I think I might have been bombarding people with videos. It's like, oh, two videos a day and videos of life on the road. And like I said, no one needs more me. So 1 a week, I think it's fine. Particularly, you know, we'll see how we go. I'm sure that's plenty. Still gives plenty to talk about, doesn't it? So in conclusion this week, Kevin Pollard says, and this is to do with vans. He says, I'm 60 now and I think the older the better. No electronics, no turbos. The best I've had a van since I was 17 because you can fix them yourself. Good old Transit. Yeah, get yourself a Transit CF or an LF50 or an F45 VW with the engine in the middle. And if it doesn't work, you can see why it doesn't work. Mind you, we had one of those, an intermittent fuel pump, and that didn't work either. So there you go, motors. What are you going to do? So I'm going to sit here now and wait for the guy with the forks to come and wave me in, which I'm kind of near the front, so hopefully it shouldn't be too long. Go over to Letchworth and put me load up ready for Monday, because Monday, after all the grief I've had with the truck this week, I've been running at half pace. I've got to go to war. I've got to get out there and take care and take money.